求上帝在华人中间兴起更多有恩赐的人来侍奉他。
We pray that God will raise even more talented people to serve Him among the Chinese.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
请杨长老带领我们祷告。
我们一起祷告。天父恩主，愿我们的心向你敞开，愿我们每一个人都谦卑可受教，愿我们属灵的耳朵都被张开来，好叫我们能够听见你的声音。主耶稣说他是好牧人，他的羊群必然认出他的声音，就让我们认出圣灵的声音来，好叫我们的一生都摆在主你的圣手当中。奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求祷告，阿们。
当初期教会的时候，
In the early church，
世界发生一件惊天动地的大事情，
Something great happened in the world，
最圣洁的人被挂在木头上，
The most holy person was crucified，
死了再从死里面复活，
And then he was resurrected，
离开这个世界回到天父那里去，
He left the world and returned to the Father，
十天以后圣灵降临，
10 days later the Holy Spirit came，
就是一批很少数的人，
Only few people，
很软弱的人，
weak people，
很没有学问的人，
people were ignorant，
把一个运动带到全世界去，
brought the movement to the whole world，
初期教会，
in the early church，
他们受的逼迫，
the persecution they had，
没有办法了解，
is quite unimaginable，
没有办法想象的，
it's not something we understand，
极端残忍，
it is extremely cruel，
极端没有人性，
extremely inhumane，
政治家常以为用逼迫就可以消灭基督教。
For the politicians think that they can destroy Christianity.
从来没有想到上帝的智慧远远超过这个。
They don't expect the wisdom of God to far surpass this.
上帝的教会是经过逼迫才长大的。
For the church of God grows from persecution.
凡是未曾受逼迫的教会都很难长大。
And so a church that hasn't gone through difficulties will not grow.
你看见美国的教会，
you look at the American church,
欧洲的教会，
European churches,
他们太顺利了，
they had too smooth a journey,
他们太平安了，
too peaceful,
所以他们没有办法增长，
so they cannot grow.
相反的，中国的教会继续扩展。
On the other hand, Chinese church are growing.
经历了什么叫做十字架的困难？
For they have gone through the burden of the cross.
在主的苦难中间有份。
They share in the suffering of our Lord.
在主的忍耐中间有份。
And in the patience of our Lord.
所以就在上帝的国度里面有份。
And so have a part in the kingdom of God.
我们感谢赞美主。
We give thanks to God.
当圣徒受逼迫的时候，
When the saints are persecuted.
他们心里不是受苦。
They are not suffering in their heart or be disappointed. They don't sigh. They don't grumble against God. The Bible says they were exceedingly glad. For they are worthy to suffer for the name's sake. When Josephus wrote the history, he said there's a person called Jesus already dead. But his followers insisted that he is resurrected. And they are willing to suffer for his sake. When these people were slaughtered, they welcome it with hymns. When they died, they were smiling in death. Like, things like this doesn't happen in history. When Emperor Nero slaughtered all the Christians and burned them all, he went to look at the corpse in the evening. Some were devoured by lions, half of their body gone. But when he saw their smiles,
尼罗王莫名其妙，
Emperor Nero was confused.
Are they smiling?
他们在笑吗？
还在微笑吗？
Why are they still smiling?
为什么这些人会微笑呢？
Why are they still smiling?
为什么死的这么凄惨的微笑呢？
Such a cruel death and they smile.
圣灵的大能在他们的心中。
For the power of the Holy Spirit was upon them.
感谢上帝。
We give thanks to God.
只有基督在我们为他受苦的时候，他的灵在我们身上显出他的荣耀的时候，
When we suffer for Christ, His Spirit manifests His glory in us.
世人看见我们的信仰是真的，
And people recognize our faith to be real.
因为没有人会为假的事情而肯死，
For no one will die for a false faith.
如果门徒所见证的事情是假的，
If what the disciples saw were false,
当死亡来到的时候，
When death comes,
他们一定离开他们错误的信仰，
They will surely escape away.
他们一定逃避他们不愿意在为虚假的东西而殉难，
and they will not give up their life to a false doctrine.
但是圣徒受苦，
but the saints suffer.
基督受逼迫的时候，
when Christians are persecuted,
甘心乐意的死，
they die willingly.
这是铁一般的事实， 证明我们所信的是真的。
This is indeed a fact to show that our faith is real.
耶稣基督的死里复活是真的。
The resurrected Christ is real.
所以我们值得为他受苦。
So he's worthy for us to suffer. Thanks be to God.
我想今天教会里面有很多人不明白这个奥秘。
I think many Christians do not understand this mystery.
遇到一点困难就妥协了。
So they compromise with a little bit of problem.
遇到一点的逼迫就逃走了。
Run away when there's a bit of persecution.
圣经说你要至始忠心。
The Bible says, "Be faithful to the end."
赐给你那生命的冠冕。
And I will give you the crown of life.
这是记载在这个启示录第二章第二十五节里面的。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 25.
你要至始忠心。
You are to faithful to the end.
我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
And I will give you the crown of life.
我的名字叫 Stephen Tong.
My name is Stephen Tong.
这个名字不是我爸爸给我的。
My father did not give me this name.
名字不是给我妈妈给我的。
Or my mother did.
因为我生的时候，我父母都不是基督徒。
When I was born, my parents were not Christians.
但我两岁的时候，我父亲才开始去做礼拜。
When I was two, then my father decided to go to church.
我三岁的时候他就离开世界。
But he died when I was three.
所以我从来没有英文的名字。
So I did not have a Christian name.
当我十七岁奉献以后
，After I gave my life at 17,
我要取一个圣经名字，我不要取英文名字。
I wanted a Bible name.
什么 George 啦、Edward 啦，对我都没有关系。
I thought other Bible names are not important.
我要找圣经的名字的时候呢
，I wanted a Bible name.
后来我选择了 Stephen 这个名字。
And I begged.
为什么呢
？Why？
斯提凡是第一个寻道的人。
Stephen was the first martyr.
第一个为主而受死的人。
The first person who died for the Lord.
当斯提凡死的时候
，When Stephen died，
他大声呼喊说
，He called out loudly，
父啊，赦免他们。
Father， forgive them。
这是耶稣十字架以后第一个用爱宽恕逼害他的人。
This was the first person to forgive his persecutor after Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible tells us，
耶稣在天上站在父的右边欢迎他回来。
Jesus welcomed him standing on the right hand side of the Father.
全本圣经从来没有说过耶稣站在父的右边。
The entire Bible has no description of Jesus standing on the Father. That's the only one.
为什么耶稣站起来呢
？Why did he stand up？
耶稣敬重为他而死的人。
For Jesus honored those who would die for him.
欢迎。为他寻道的人
，and welcome his martyrs。
寻道者在永恒中间一定有一个特别的地位，是别人没有办法分享的。
The martyrs would have a most special place in eternity。
史提凡是第一个看见耶稣站起来欢迎他的人。
And Stephen was the first to saw a standing Jesus welcoming him。
我感到我应当用史提凡这个名字。
So I thought I should adopt this name。
我早就预备为主死了。
I am prepared to die for the Lord。
我只怕上帝不要我。不给我有份以寻道的份子。
I'm only afraid that God will not give me this privilege.
史提凡这个名字什么意思呢
？What does the name Stephen mean?
史提凡的名字在希腊文就是冠冕的意思。
In Greek, it means the crown.
在这个人身上
，upon this person,
又为主死
，he died for the Lord.
他又领受冠冕
，he also received the crown.
非常喜欢这个名字。
So I love this name.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
教会的历史就是个征战的历史。
The history of the church is one of battles.
为逼迫而征战。
The church battle because of persecution.
苦难中间征战。
You fight in the midst of suffering.
我们是为真理做见证的。
For we are witnesses to the truth.
为真理做见证的人。
Those who are witnesses to the truth.
效法耶稣基督。
Will follow Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督在比拉多的面前说。
Before Pontius Pilate, Jesus said.
我为真理而生。
I am born for the truth.
特别要做见证。
Especially as a witness to it.
为了要做王而被生在世界上。
I am born as the king.
特别为真理做见证。
To bear witness for the truth.
当他讲这句话的时候。
When he said this.
比拉多就站起来说，真理是什么
？Pontius Pilate stood up and said, "What is the truth?"
这个问题以后
，After he asked this question,
根本不要答案。
He didn't want to answer.
他就离开耶稣去了。
He left Jesus.
今天世界上很多只要发问。不要答案的人
，Many people want to ask questions without finding the answers.
如果不要答案，为什么要发问呢
？If you don't want the answer, why bother asking?
显明他是一个可以挑战基督教的人。
he just want to show that he can challenge Christianity.
比拉多讲什么叫做真理的时候
，Pontius Pilate asked what is the truth.
这是表明他的立场。
It means his position.
不相信有真理。
Is one who does not believe in the truth.
比拉多审判耶稣的时候
，But when he judged Jesus,
神的儿子降到最低的地方。
The Son of God is at the most humiliated place.
罪人站到最高的地方。
And the sinner elevated.
非常可怕的对比。
It is a horrifying comparison.
审判者受审判。
The judge himself was judged.
应当受审判者审判审判者。
The one who has to be judged is judging the judge.
耶稣基督是谁呢
？Who is Jesus?
耶稣是上帝赐给有审判万民的圣职。
He is the Son of God given to judge all people.
约翰福音第十二章最后一段里面
，The last portion of John chapter 12.
耶稣说：“我对你们讲的话。”在末世的时候要审判你们每一个人。
Jesus said, "You will be judged by every word that I say to you."
父已经把审判全世界的权柄交给基督的身上。
For the Father has given Christ the power to judge the whole world.
基督到世界上来的时候
，When Christ came to the world,
比拉多审判他。
Pontius Pilate judged him.
这位应当受审判的人，竟然成为一个审判审判者的人。
This person who ought to judge, to be judged, is judging the judge.
耶稣受审判的时候
，When Jesus was judged,
一句话也不回答。
He did not defend himself.
你问他你做了什么
？He asked, "What have you done?"
他不回答。
He didn't answer.
你问他你说了什么
？What did you say?
他也不回答。
He didn't answer.
但是当比拉多问耶稣说，你是犹太人的王吗
？But when Pilate asked, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
耶稣回答不回答
？Did Jesus answer?
耶稣回答。
He did.
耶稣说你说的是。
He said, "Jesus said, 'You are right.'"
国不属于这个世界。
But my kingdom does not belong to the world.
祭司长问耶稣说
，And the high priest asked him,
你是上帝的儿子吗
？Are you the son of God?
耶稣回答
，Jesus answered,
你说的是。
You are right.
你必看见人子驾云同仙。天降下来
，You will see the Son of Man descending with the clouds.
为什么比拉多问的你是犹太人的王吗
？Why did Pilate ask, "Are you king of the Jews?"
为什么祭司长问的你是上帝的儿子吗
？And the high priest, the Son of God.
如果这两个人问的话是调转过来
，If it is the other way around,
岂不是一样吗
？Doesn't it sound the same?
完全不一样
，But not so.